SchoolOwnerTalk.com. Allie, great to be with you again. And I just want to apologize to the listeners. I've got a little bit of cold, so if you're struggling to understand or hear me, I apologize. But Allie, how are you?
I'm doing awesome, and thanks for being a trooper and being on the phone and doing the call, even though you don't feel well. That just goes to show me the martial art mentality, right? You know, about how we push through things.
Yeah, and I know right before we hit record, you know, you were saying we all got to listen to our bodies. Sometimes we do have to shut down. So after this call, I'm shutting down.
Yeah, and you know what? There's a truth to that as well that maybe kind of almost could lead into our call a little bit. And, you know, I've found that, you know, the old age-old saying, you know, is no pain, no gain. And, you know, that's right in regards to maybe weightlifting or physical training where you push your body past the point. Like I remember watching a thing on Arnold Schwarzenegger many, many years ago before he was the movie star, actor, governor, and all that. And he asked the question, what is the most important repetition in doing curls? He asked the person. And the guy said, well, if you're doing eight, you know, all eight, you know. And then another guy said, you know, the eighth one, you know. And he said, absolutely wrong. He says, it's always number nine. If you set your heart on eight reps, number nine is going to be the one that pushes you past so that your muscles shut down and they break down and they have to be rebuilt. Now, in regards to muscles, that's what we're doing. We're breaking our body down and we're making it stronger. So we do have to push ourselves as business owners. We do have to push ourselves as humans. However, we have to be careful that we don't push ourselves to the point where we hurt ourselves, right? Like for you, if you work today, I'm sure you could, you're going to probably get sicker and then not be able to work for 3 or 4 days. But if you're smart and you have the capability, which you can as a business owner, is to shut down today, let the company go on by itself, you rest, take time to recharge, sleep, watch TV, whatever you do, but let the body heal, then you'll be better off. So you have to be real careful with how you push yourself.
Yeah, and even when, you know, you didn't plan for it, it doesn't matter. It may avert you from your goal by a day, but, you know, that's okay.
Right. And you know what? That's really the lesson, isn't it? You know, it's sometimes being able to bow to or accept what wasn't planned, what you didn't want to do. So being sick, for me, and I know this sounds weird, or you know, having a snowstorm where there's a blizzard outside, I wake up, there's 3 foot of snow on the ground, I actually revel in that. I'm excited. I just hang out. Keep, you know, I just relax. You know, I'm really happy if my daughter's with me, you know, or my girlfriend. If not, I'm home by myself. I read, I lay around. If I have them, we have breakfast together. But I never worry about the exterior world at that point. I know at some point I'm going to go out, I'll shovel. I don't try to drive around and go places. And, you know, I just kind of accept it as, you know, the grand architectural power, whether you call it God or whatever the religion is. Just that's the way it's set for me, and I accept it, and I enjoy it, embrace it.
Yeah, definitely, and I plan on doing that. So
yeah, and so let's quickly chat. I mean, last few calls, we've been talking about so many cool things, marketing, this and that, goal setting. It's that time of year when people are receptive to goal setting. However, I just did a call with one of my clients from England, and his company is growing by leaps and bounds. He's a smart guy, young guy, charismatic guy. He's got a big business structure, franchise schools all over, and his company is growing. And he's having some issues, quite frankly, right now with just staffing. And that's always been our issues. You know, it's always going to be when we try to expand, try to scale the company up, is adding people on. Now, here's the big thing, is that we add people on with anticipation that Joe Smith, they're going to do that job, and they're going to do it to 100% of their ability. However, unfortunately, you hire someone, and whether it be improper training or laziness or you know, workforce manipulation where they, you know, they're at the water cooler for an hour, they take too many breaks, they're on their cell phones, they're surfing the internet, they're texting their friends, all of that stuff is gobbling up pieces of time. They're not going to do their job to the fullest. So we have to talk about that execution of the job, or from imagination, what we want that job position to be, to execution, so that that employee, that staff member, whoever, does their job properly. What do you think about that?
I think where a lot of us as school owners get lost is the imagination part, meaning that we don't know exactly what we should be having our particular staff members do, and then what order to have them do. So yes, you have your instructor that's out on the floor and they should be teaching the class, but what else are you requiring your instructor or assistant instructors or head instructors? There need to be, you know, some clearly defined goals, if you will, for each of those individuals, be it storm team, assistant instructors, instructors, head instructors, those type of things.
And you know what? There's some interesting things, too. First off, I shared this with you last week. I don't know if we utilized it, but it was the Stephen Covey from the Franklin Covey System, his video on goals. And I believe it's called Goals, and meaning like soccer goals, you know. Maybe we could find the actual Stephen Covey link and attach it to this call, because it's so funny, you know, everyone should watch it. It's interesting. And I feel this way. He truly captures how I feel, because I'm like the type of guy, I've done staff meetings. I've spelled it out, bullet pointed it. This is what you're going to do. 1 through 10. That's all I need for you to do is do this, 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 and that. 1 through 10. And then we're done. And then we move on to the next task. And I've done what I call dumbing it down, in my opinion, or at least making it as clear as possible to the staff member. And what happens is that they see it and they do it through their eyes and their interpretation. Even though, and I've talked about this in a few of my blogs, is the perception of color. For example, the book Five Love Languages, The Five Love Languages, I forget the author, he talks about everyone's language, right? Like, I am in a relationship and you and I are best friends, you know, right, in a friendship. We say, hey, you know, we love pizza, you know, and I'm like, oh, cool, my buddy Dwayne, he loves pizza, and you love the color blue. I'm like, holy crow, I love the color blue as well. However, we find that you like pizza with pineapples, I like pizza with, you know, vegetables, you know, I don't like cheese, you do, and we're in very different areas, but the topic appears that we're on the same wavelength, that we like pizza. But however, your pizza is way different than my pizza. Same with the color blue. If I looked at a color chart with 50 shades of blue, I pick a color blue that's very close to white, sky blue. You pick a blue, navy blue, which is close to black. We think we're on the same page. However, we're in very different ends of the spectrum, aren't we?
Yeah.
So that's sometimes when we talk to our customers, our clients, our students, and we say, hey, this is what our goal is, you know, or they, even as a parent, my goal is to give Johnny self-confidence. And we're like, okay, cool, sign him up. We could do that, right? We've never dumbed it down or dialed it in and said, well, what is your impression of self-confidence, right? Because mine might be totally different than Mrs. Smith, the parent. And we're giving them, you know, we're teaching them how to, you know, fight and kick and punch, and she just wants them to be able to make it through his math test, you know. So we have to understand what everyone's impression of that word is, of that color, of their sticking point. Right? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And that's you bring out a good point, you know, when we are talking not only with our clients and parents, but also our staff, that we need to, you know, kind of ask them the question, not just, you know, does that make sense question,
yeah,
but, you know, feed it back to me, what you mean or what I meant by that. So, for instance, if I were to give some directions or what have you to my staff, I would have them feed it back to me and give me what they heard, or at least what, you know, they perceived to hear. And then, you know, obviously, go ahead.
No, I want to interrupt you on that part and quickly get you back to it. But you and I on the call, we go, does that make sense? And we're like, yeah, it makes sense. And probably listeners are going, yeah, that makes sense. But really, when you said you want your staff member to feed it back to you, sometimes they feed back exactly what they heard. And you and I go, oh, they get it. We want them to run a mile in this linear direction. And when they get to the end, they ring the bell. You know, that's pretty simple. but we don't want, we don't, we're not clear on whether they have a, their perception of what we ask them to do. And I'll give you a perfect example. I'm sorry to cut you off. And I had a kid who was doing dive rolls in my school, and I'd say, we have a roll called Toby Ori and Toby Comey, where we jump in the air, we land on the ground, bend our legs, and crumble up into a ball and roll. It's designed from ninjutsu, from jumping from high areas like rooftops or off of rocks and landing on the ground and rolling without hurting your knees. So I kept saying to the kid, do it, and he kept jumping in the air, and I kept yelling, touch your feet to your butt, you know, and then land and roll. But he was just jumping in the air, touching his feet to his butt, and doing it all correctly. And I kept going over, I mean, 10 times, until finally I realized that he thought I meant just the key to the roll was just to touch his butt with his feet. He wasn't hearing anything else. He had no clue. So, I mean, his visual and mental and auditory perception was in a he was hearing something totally different than us.
Right.
So, right, what you were saying, you know, get him to feed it back. What do you think about that?
Well, you have to. You got to get your staff to feed it back so that you make sure that they know exactly. But, again, I want them to use their own words and explain it to me. As opposed to using my words and explain it back to me. The other thing is with clients or potential customers, you know, when you ask them they bring up about self-confidence, like you had brought up, for their child, and you know, I know that we do this, is we do dig a little bit further, and you know, we do ask them, well, you know, what is he not confident with, or what are you looking for him to have confidence, you know, to have confidence for, and
right.
We do feed that back to them, because when we ask those questions, and this kind of gets into the sales aspect of it, but it gives us the understanding of what they are looking for through the martial arts, and to make sure that we can provide that, and then if we can, obviously we can use that in our sales process. To get them to see that this is worth the money that they're going to be paying for.
Right. You know, also too, Dwayne, I think that we fall short sometimes in educating, you know, explaining to the clients, whether it be an adult or a child, what power they have in their hands by coming to our school, like especially for a parent. they look at us sometimes as just another opportunity to help, you know, add to enhance their child's life, right? But they don't realize how powerful the martial arts really are. So if we're not communicating as well as we could be, what tools they have in their hand, for example, if it was a medicine to cure ADD, but we didn't tell them how much to take and when to take it, and they were supposed to take it 3 times a day and the kid's taking it 3 times a week, the results are not going to be the same. And I hate medicine, by the way. It's just a stupid example, right?
Yep.
However, sometimes we're not clear. And then sometimes through that lack of clarity, people fall short and then they end up quitting. Or sometimes we're not clear and they don't know what they're getting into, and they don't know what their responsibility is to be able to get those results. So they think, poof, join a school, drop down a credit card, sign a contract, bring Johnny to class, and they're done with their portion of it. Now it's up to us, and it doesn't work. They're mad at us. They don't think they move on to something else. So execution is everything.
Yeah, and like you said, getting them to make sure that they understand, you know, what they're getting, not just the kicking and punching part. But, you know, the other – this reminds me of we've got a – I call it a path. Excuse me. Is, you know, once they become a white belt and they move into yellow and move on up, you know, through the ranks, you know, we've got different mailers that go out to them at times about some of these subjects and about stories even from former students, you know. So when I have students that go to their black belt, they have to write an essay for their black belt, and I'm able to extract some of those as testimonials, you know, when they say that, you know, this is how I was prior to, you know, becoming a black belt, and it
right.
fits with confidence, or it fits with respect, or better grades. You know, it's really, you got to resell, and we shouldn't use the word sell, but you got to re-educate the client that, you know, what they purchased is well more than the price that they're paying per month and what they're going to benefit from it. But you can't just do that on the front end and expect there to be some longevity in your students, especially
right.
if you're, you know, for the parent who's footing the bill.
Right.
You know, if it's an adult, they get to see it and feel it every single time that they come in, which is a little bit different than your parents. So you always got to be re-educating them. And that's one way that we do that is throughout the ranks, they're getting mailed stuff. I was just having a conversation last week with one of the guys that I coach, and he was asking me, you know, with regards to this pathway, how come I just don't email the stuff to them? And I said, well, as free and fast as email is, to me it's not as reliable as them opening up a letter or getting a postcard with this information or what have you. I mean, there's stuff that we do email, but most of the drip stuff that we do, even after they become a client or a student, is mailed to them.
Right. And you know what? There is a certain impact. I mean, I remember watching Shark Tank just recently where, you know, Barbara Corcoran, the millionaire real estate mogul, said, you know, I like opening up mail. You know, I like getting postcards from my kids. I like that. I get excited when I go to the mailbox and there's something special, meaningful that's in there for me. You know, that. And my buddy John Oschlager from the Cotto Schools of Self-Defense is incredible when it comes to this, because he told me just the other day, I'm astounded that he even does this stuff. He has an old student who's now in college. She trained with him when she was little. She's now in her late, to college in this very cold environment. But he basically packaged up a really thick Nakato sweatshirt and mailed.
Allie, I'm kind of losing you there. Allie, I think I lost you. Are you still there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I was. We lost you.
Wow, that's weird. How about now?
Yeah, it's perfect now. You were saying he sent off a sweatshirt.
Yeah, yeah. My buddy sent off this sweatshirt to his student from years ago that goes away to college. And she got the sweatshirt, and she was just, you know, she's not even a student anymore, technically. But he sent the sweatshirt off, and she was just overjoyed. She came back in town. She took him out to lunch. You know, they spent time together. It's just that connection, that power of getting something in the mail that wasn't expected from somebody.
Yeah, and that's wonderful, isn't it? I mean, I don't know that he does that with every student, but the ones that, for lack of a better term, are your star or favorite students, that's nice.
He does that, though. He's amazing this way. He does do that with students like that haven't trained in years. He thinks of these people, and he sends them gifts, and he's just amazing in that regard. And that's why he's so special, and why a lot of his students stay with him past black belt to first, second, third, all the way on up to seventh and eighth degree black belts. He has training with them. Yeah, he's just insane. I mean, it's just great. It's just a great thing. He's so on top of it. But anyway, back to it is, you know, it's all about execution. And you know what? We don't want to keep you too long, Dwayne. We've probably already gone over time. But in closing, I'd like to say something that maybe you could add to your consensus to it is that I think that many of us are doing things within our school. Whatever the thing is, the system, it may be, we have to ask ourselves, number one, is it helping us or is it hurting us? Number two, is it a waste of time or do we get ample benefits from doing it? And three, we have to judge it if we're not getting benefits, if it's not resulting in better retention, better enrollment, we have to then look at it, either revamp it or get rid of it and move on.
Agreed. Yeah, the only thing I would add to that, I guess I was going to say is, and I think you kind of touched on it anyways, but is if it doesn't fit your vision for your school, then you should probably get rid of it anyways. But everything else applies to what you said.
Yeah, and you know what, too, the last and final caveat to that statement is that we have to ask ourselves, is the system being done properly? You know, are we asking, you know, we could be going right up to that level where we'd say, what do you want to achieve for your child? And the parent says self-confidence, and then the bell goes off in our head. We sell them, we sign them up, we could do that. And then for the next 6 weeks, we fail incredibly because we're not speaking the same language of self-confidence that that parent was looking for. How can we achieve excellence if we're not really understanding where the real true problem is?
Exactly. Right? Yeah, no, that's a great golden nugget, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, so we have to go back. I have to go back. In fact, I'm meeting with my staff in another hour. I wrote it down. I'm like, I'm going to go back and chat with my staff and make sure that they're all on the same page. Remember that video. All the things we just said, Dwayne and I, everybody, is going to come to fruition when you watch that video by Stephen Covey. And it's called Goals, where the soccer coach has got a little kid's soccer team and he's playing with them and then he's showing them the plays and then he says go, and you'll see, watch the video, what I mean by when he says go. And then he brings it into the business world and talks about it with employees and interviews employees. It's only about like 8 minutes long, I think, but so well worth, and we could link it right to this call.
Certainly, absolutely.
Awesome. Very, very cool. Well, very good. So then any last comments, Dwayne?
No, I think everybody just, you know, take a little checkup for yourself. I am. Make sure that you're feeling well. But the other thing is, like what Allie was talking about with regards to making sure that, you know, when we are communicating to our staff, our students, our parents, what have you, that we are on the same language and that we're saying the same things.
Yeah. I agree 100%. And it goes to our staff. It's the same thing with our relationships. I mean, you know, read the book, and maybe we can attach a link to that too. It's called The Five Love Languages. There also is a five love language for business, a five love languages for children. It's just a great book. And, you know, I think that that's so important for us to understand that even though that we're communicating, people see the written word and hear the literal word differently. So, you know,
absolutely.
Blue to me might be something totally different than blue to you. As simplistic as it may sound, goals are easily misaligned. And, you know, I end up in China and you end up in Japan. And we thought we were going to the same place to hang out.
Right.
So it's an issue, right? But anyway, great call, Dwayne. I want you to feel better. I mean, go rest now. Have some hot tea. Relax. Read. Nap. And take care of yourself.
I plan on it. Everybody have a great day, and Allie, thanks a lot.
Yeah, no problem, everybody. Take care.